Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a very sticky situation. Mm-hmm. Our question comes from an employee who's been asked to secretly document the performance of her coworker so that her boss has reason to fire this person.
Oh, yikes. That sounds horrible. To be asked to essentially spy on your colleague and look for instances of poor performance. What pressure.
Right. Then we're going to discuss how to handle it when you are asked to do things that are not in your job description, like spying. Like, that's not typically in a job description, or ratting sabotage your colleagues out.
Oh, yeah. That's a great topic. And I hope our listeners will send more questions like what we're about to hear to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Okay, Logan, let's go right to the question.
A senior partner of my company came to me and confidentially asked me to document when my coworker screws up or makes a mistake because they are preparing to let her go. First, I hate being put in this position. Second, is this even legal? I feel so dishonest interacting with this colleague right now. Please help.
Kathy?
This has never happened to me.
Is this legal?
I don't believe I've ever been asked this.
Yeah.
Has it ever happened to you?
No.
You?
No. This is bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, but I believe it happens.
I believe this is a real situation.
Yeah, clearly. So, you know, what can you do? I've been thinking about this since we got the question. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess you can say no. I don't feel like I can do that. Uh-huh. But then you risk pissing your boss off.
You might be fired instead.
Or you just...
You might have someone looking at you, compiling your file.
Watching you screw up and make
mistakes. Or they may feel really bad and say, yeah, I just thought maybe if you could, I understand. Right. You know, I don't know who they are. You have to know your situation.
Well, I wonder to that point if you could say, I don't feel particularly comfortable doing this. So it's not a full no, but you're just disclosed that it's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah, I don't... Ooh. Yeah. Or you can say... Yes, and then just not do it. Say, sure, I'll get you that. And then whenever they ask and say, oh, God, I forgot. You can just keep stalling and not.
Or say, I looked and looked. She made no mistakes. It was so irritating.
I'm not really sure what you're looking for. You can do that.
Yeah.
And then I thought of something else, and I don't know, so I thought we could play with this. I think you could go and tell them. You can say yes, you know, because you have to say yes.
Yeah.
And then go and tell the person.
Wow.
So that they know that they are being watched.
Yeah. Mm.
And you can just play dumb with your boss and say, yeah, I don't really see anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I think you have to understand the situation. You have to, you know, I don't know the cast of characters at this job.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I'm working with someone right now who's in a similar position, and there are two things that are clear. And I actually think this is probably true of this. One is that this is a cultural request. In other words, this company, this senior person is not being straightforward enough, with that employee, right? So not dealing directly with the person with whom he or she is having trouble. And so that's a cultural issue of doing things behind the scenes, mm-hmm. of doing things indirectly. And the second piece is, and I think that's why your suggestions are so potent, is it goes against the integrity of the person who's mm-hmm. being asked to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's really tricky that way. I mean, I was thinking, what if you actually thought this person did make a lot of mistakes and did screw up a lot, and maybe there's some part of you that wouldn't mind seeing them go, then it could be even stickier.
If that's the situation, if this person is a real problem for you, you probably have, you know, hold on, let me get it. I've got it in my file. You know,
like,
already have these emails.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think the person would send this question in if it was that simple.
Right.
This
right.
is clearly, I think, an ethical dilemma.
Yes. Sure. This That's is right. a clash of values.
Yes.
I right. see it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really tough. And I think you do have to know that they may be doing that to you one day.
Right.
This is mm-hmm. the way it's done there.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're displaying their value system.
At least this manager is.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Is this legal?
I don't think it's illegal.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just not nice.
You're not stealing. It's just not nice, right?
Right. It's covert.
Yeah,
is what it
exactly.
Is.
Mm-hmm. It's not direct.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it should be direct. But so if you're in a situation like this, I think there's a lot to learn here about this manager.
Yes.
That's not very pleasant. And you do have to check in with yourself and say, well, what is it that is really right for me here?
Like, right.
What, mm-hmm. And don't compromise yourself. I mean, sometimes you have to because you need the paycheck and you don't have another way of getting another paycheck. But I think you can do it in a less than successful way, you know, so that you don't sell yourself out totally.
You know, it's mm-hmm. so interesting. A client that I have who's in a similar situation, what she did was she started to document, but in a totally neutral way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like she would just report how a presentation went or report how the two of them were, you know, what was the progress on a certain project. But the other thing is she really started looking for other opportunities because she just decided, I can't work under this.
Right.
So it's sort of that thing of she became covert in another way. Because of realizing that this is how these people operate, and she doesn't want to work under that for an ongoing
way. Yeah, it takes a lot of balls to ask somebody else to do that for you.
Yeah.
Do their dirty work, so to speak.
Yeah, well, why put another employee in that position? I mean, what's your goal there?
So normal would be, or usual professional would be, that if this senior person has a problem with that employee, they'd give them a performance improvement plan, right? Directly. Meet with them, say what the problems are, and give them a plan to improve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would be more direct about whatever the problems were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they may encourage others to come to them if they see things that don't seem right, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but they don't ask them specifically to go dig up dirt on another coworker. I've never heard...
Is this a test? In some way?
It could be a lot of things, but I think it's...
That's
like a test of loyalty? Of this individual's loyalty to their manager?
It could be.
I know. It's skeevy, but...
Yeah, that's the thing that you don't necessarily want to work for that.
Right, right.
Right.
That it's not the right culture.
Yeah. Culture is one way of looking at it. It's not. It's a little mafiosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, this is not normal behavior in the workplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is not what you signed up for. If this is not what you signed up for, then, is it the whole company or is it just this manager?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
That's
it's just this
question.
Manager and you can get out from under this manager.
Yeah.
But, again, if your colleague is really that bad, you might want to, this might be a good idea. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to know, right? Because there are times when everybody is just together to get rid of somebody because they make everyone else's work terrible.
Right. Right. That's right. Sometimes this kind of request could be a relief. Like, I didn't even think they were noticing how miserable this is.
Here's all the unfinished stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
have you got a trolley? Because I've got a lot of documents for you. Yeah. Okay. So the options are to say I'm uncomfortable with it. If you are, mm-hmm. to say okay, fine, and then
not do it.
To go and tell the individual that you've been asked to do this, so that you're both aware of what's going on. And or if you really can't stand the person and are dying to let them go, to produce the documentation that's requested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been told things that I would not have found out. And I've always been very grateful.
Yeah.
You should know that they're going to let you go. Or you should know that they're going to. And I've always found that. Actually, it happened to me recently where two people called me and said, you should know this is what's been said.
Right.
And I was very, very appreciative to the people that did that.
Yeah.
It was a lie, but still it was really good to know that I have friends on the inside that are going to protect me.
Right. Yeah. So, well, and that I think what's true, too, is that this is painful. Right. To be able to tell someone, well, you're going to be let go or there looks like they're planning to let you go is a painful piece of news to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But could be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts, and you should, on this topic, tweet us at AskK2, A-S-K-K-2.
If you want to get onto our email list, you can also text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word, at 22828 My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing how to react when you're asked to do things that are not in your job description. So what I mean by that is, you know, we just talked about, telling on a person, but so ratting, you know, a coworker out or a boss out, just gossiping. Sometimes that, you know, you're put in a position where you don't really want to have to talk about somebody, but then that's, you know, everybody does it. Listening to your boss talk incessantly. I mean, that is not in your job description, but it could be in your job. And being asked to smoke pot with your boss or a colleague. Sometimes I have a niece who says that that's mandatory where she works.
I just thought of another one. I remember we had a client who was asked by the boss to lie to his wife.
Oh, God.
Which is another thing.
Oh, my God.
In terms of his whereabouts.
I mean, I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, but that's not in your job description. That's another example.
I think that's a really tough one. I've actually been told that many times where I had a lie for him when he was having an affair. Or if that's a lie for her when she was having an affair. It wasn't just men. Yeah, that's a really hard one. So this is where, you know, you have to look inside and decide what are your boundaries. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to, you know, is, well, this is just my job and that's just part of the job and that's what I'm getting paid to do. So, okay, so what's a little white lie? You know, what's a little gossip? I mean, this is very personal. I've left jobs over the fact that they asked me to compromise my ethics because I just knew it wasn't right. I couldn't do it. So this is something everybody personally has to decide. I was the only one that left for that reason. No one else seemed to have a problem with it. So I didn't, okay, fine. You want to give people wads of cash for their business? I'm not going to do that. It felt really sleazy. So,
That's an interesting, not in your job description.
That was definitely
bribing clients, right?
Right. I had never seen that. And I'd been in the garment industry for many years, and I had never seen that. I mean, he gave me this big envelope of cash. And said, go give this to the customer, you know, this one particular customer.
So what did you do?
I started to take it and I said, I can't do it. I can't do that. And he just looked at me for a really long time and he said, all right, well, I guess you can't do it then. And he must have sent somebody else. I don't know. I quit soon after that. I wasn't going to stay there. And then I realized, was that how you do business here? Like, the product is crap, but you make people buy it because they get a lot of cash. That is not the way all business is done.
No.
I was thinking, I remember being in, when I worked at a health center, it was a gay health center back in the 80s, so long ago, but I remember one of the staff there asked me to do something that was not legal, and I couldn't do it. And it wasn't part of my job description. So you really have to be in that moment to figure out what you're going to do, right? You have to be facing it to see.
Yeah, so this comes down to you knowing what, you know, what is right and what is wrong for yourself. And look, if you make a mistake and you end up doing one of these things because you really didn't feel you had a choice in the moment, there's nothing wrong with that. But then, you know, on hindsight, if you realize, I don't want to do this. And in many places, it's okay to say no to certain things. And you're okay. You set healthy boundaries and they respect them. But if you're in a situation where they're not respecting it.
Right. Well, I think of the things you mentioned, the one of them that's really interesting is the gossip piece, right? Because you could have either colleagues who insist that you engage or want you to engage in that, or you could have a boss or an employee who seems to want to do that with you. And that's a sort of a grayer area, though it may feel just as uncomfortable doing it. You know, so how do you sort of bow out of that?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to get busy and just, you know, be kind. But they're going to do it to you. That's what you have to know. If you're gossiping about others, they're going to gossip about you.
Yeah,
that's just part of that workplace. So, you know, this is the kind of thing you don't necessarily know going in.
You can't know going in.
No, because they don't usually talk about that. Listen. You're going to have to do, like, they don't tell you that stuff.
So, you have to gossip about so-and-so because
that's just what's done here.
Right. Or we all lie about our expenses, so you should too.
Right.
Or, yes. All right. So I guess we're talking about then there's maybe a basic premise that there tend to be things that are not in your job description that you may be asked to do, and that those moments require a kind of pause and deciding whether it's doable for you or not.
Yeah. And, you know, talk to people that you trust, whether it's a parent or, you know, some sort of mentor that you have or, you know, anyone, any professional that you know, and say, is this okay? And get their feedback.
So that is such a good suggestion as well, because if you're new or newer to a job situation or even fairly new in your career, it can be very confusing if someone is asking you to do something like that. Like if you go to a business, a company meeting and they're passing or expecting everyone to drink or smoke and you don't do that, that can be very confusing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so get some advice. Don't do anything you don't want to do and understand that things outside of your job description are probably going to come along. Tweet us your stories to AskK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.